Greetings and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I want to begin to express my condolences about the terrible accident which took place when an army helicopter crashed into a passenger flight, and it appears like nobody survived. And that, of course, is going to be the strongest catastrophe for the United States insofar as that kind of accident is concerned for the last two decades. Investigations are ongoing, but of course this is a terrible setback for the Trump administration. And of course Trump has already had some setbacks with his executive orders in the courts, and in one particular case, when it came to birthright citizenship, a judge blocked that order, and he was an appointee by Ronald Reagan. But today I don't want to talk about these things necessarily. I want to talk about the Greenland gamble, or as I titled the program, the fight for Greenland, because that is a fight now. I recently talked about the idea to get the Panama Canal back, but now we're talking about Greenland. And recently Mr. Trump has stated repeatedly that he needs to have Greenland for strategic and other reasons, and he didn't rule out using the military and also using invasion, a military invasion, to get it back, if he can't get it back any other way. So what does this all mean? And what is the importance for biblical prophecies and for us today? I'd like to explain that to you today. And I'd like to approach this from a chronological standpoint. So let's talk about an article which was published by Deutsche Welle on January 8, saying this. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he discussed Trump's remarks regarding Greenland with other EU leaders while reiterating that the security of borders is fundamental international law. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot demanded that Trump should not threaten the European Union's sovereign borders. And Breitbart added on January 8, European leaders are reacting with alarm as past and future President Donald Trump talks up the importance of the United States acquiring Greenland. Greenland is not a member of the European Union, but it is still an overseas territory of an EU member state, Denmark, and consequently an associate of the EU bloc. And then they pointed out that French government spokesman Sophie Primas has also spoken out on the possibility of the United States acquiring Greenland, denouncing it as a form of imperialism. She told the Council of Ministers on Wednesday, "More than ever, we must, with our European partners, be aware, move away from a naive idea, protect ourselves, rearm ourselves." And then unnamed European Union officials are deeply disturbed by Trump's comments. London's strongly pro-Brussels Financial Times stating the visit by Donald Trump Jr. to Greenland this week has persuaded many the future president really is serious about acquisition rather than just talking for effect. And I'd like to emphasize that he is definitely serious about acquiring Greenland, as I will show you, perhaps with means nobody can even dream of. It goes on to say that the United States has attempted to buy Greenland twice before, once in the 19th century and again at the end of the Second World War. Beyond its strategic importance in controlling the North Atlantic, denying the sea to Russian submarines, essential in case of war, Greenland is also very rich in minerals. Now, as you will recall, we talked in our program about the Panama Canal, about the fact that important sea gates will not be given back to the United States of America. This could be such a sea gate. The U.S. Sun wrote on January 9, "An attempt to take over the resource-rich island for national security reasons might not be as mad as it sounds. Greenland sits right in the middle of the Arctic and Arctic Ocean and is among the key trade pathways in the region. You could say sea gates. The Arctic has increasingly become the object of a struggle between international superpowers, as Russia and China have both ramped up efforts to take control of the area. Putin, whose nation owns around 40% of the Arctic coastline, has been particularly proactive in cranking up military moves. The Kremlin has started building the world's largest fleet of nuclear icebreakers to open up new shipping pathways. Russia has not been the only country to send a warning Trump's way after several major European nations spoke out. Both Germany and France made surprise warnings to the president-elect against using force to possibly take the ice island. Now, we talked about the invasion of the United States at the end of World War II. Now, what happened is that the Nazis actually had tried to invade it too. They tried to establish weather stations in Greenland, planning to use them in a possible invasion of the United States. The United States and its allies intervened to prevent the Nazis from gaining control of the island. The United States occupied Greenland in 1941 to prevent Germany from using the islands. Now, that kind of rationale could be used, perhaps, in the future, this time in light of a threat from Russia or China. Think about it. To go on, the Sun wrote on January 11, Denmark's best hope of defending against the Americans would be to prove that the EU or NATO had a legal requirement to step in and protect Greenland. Trump's threats could have profound consequences for Europe. Trump is making a disastrous miscalculation there. No country, however powerful it is, can walk alone in the world. The idea of a fortress America, it sounds good, but it has never worked in the past. An isolated America is a vulnerable America. And the Bible tells you that America will become completely and totally isolated, and thereby very vulnerable. The Guardian wrote on January 11, Europe has been braced since the US presidential election in November for the challenge posed by Donald Trump's return, but the threat to European stability has come earlier and appears far more serious than predicted, even by the pessimists, this article says. Trump has already revived his territorial aspirations for Greenland. The fallout from Trump's territorial ambitions is felt most keenly in Europe. Capitals are in a dilemma over how to respond. Denmark, a NATO ally, has been plunged into a political crisis by Trump's stated intention to acquire Greenland and the threat to impose tariffs if he is thwarted. On the eve of a second Trump term, the United States and Europe have rarely appeared so at odds. Now, if you have watched our programs, if you have read our literature, you know that we have been telling you for decades that Europe will ultimately attack the United States of America. This present war over Greenland is just a precursor, so to speak, a preliminary step to an outright nuclear war between those powers. It's going to happen, whether you believe it or not. The trade idea has also been expressed by the New York Post on January 12, saying, Denmark was widely seen as America's closest ally in the European Union, and no one could have imagined it'd be the first Trump would pick a fight with. What is also very interesting is the fact that many Americans support Trump's idea to take over Greenland. Newsmax wrote on January 14 that more than two-thirds of Republican voters support President-elect Donald Trump's suggestion the U.S. acquire Greenland. When asked whether they support or oppose the U.S. purchasing Greenland, 70% of the GOP voters say they support the move. That includes 45% who say that they strongly support it. Among Democrat voters, only 23% say they support buying Greenland, but it's still 23%. Among voters unaffiliated with either major party, 40% say they back purchasing Greenland. So insofar as at least purchasing is concerned, a vast majority of Americans are for it. Now, the Telegraph wrote on January 24, Denmark is in crisis mode after Donald Trump made a direct play for Greenland in a horrendous phone call with the country's prime minister. The U.S. president spoke to Mette Frederiksen, the Danish premier, for 45 minutes last week and made clear he wanted to place Greenland under American control. Frederiksen told him in their call last week that despite his big interest, Greenland was not for sale. The Financial Times stated that Mr. Trump then became aggressive, according to the newspaper, and threatened to impose tariffs on Denmark unless Greenland was sold to the United States. Mr. Trump's refusal to roll out a full-scale invasion of Greenland has raised questions about the NATO alliance, of which both Denmark and the U.S. are members. The Alliance Article 5 Collective Defense Agreement states that a military attack on one member would result in other members declaring war on the aggressor. It is not clear what would happen if one NATO member attacks another. Interesting scenario. But they also say that if the United States would do it, that war would be won within less than 24 hours. So that's why the concern is there. Daily Mail wrote on January 26. President Donald Trump's bid to acquire Greenland could be foiled by Sir Keir Starmer if Britain were to act on an agreement made over 100 years ago. Even if the Danes did agree to sell Greenland, they would have to offer the UK first refusal for the terms of that agreement crafted in 1917 when the US first attempted to acquire the islands. The agreement was crafted when U.S. President Woodrow Wilson purchased the U.S. Virgin Islands from Denmark for $25 million. Now they say, it's not very likely that Britain would want to buy Greenland, but anyhow, that's a potential hurdle here. And then Daily Mail wrote on January 27 that General Robert Brieger of Austria, the top EU military official, has said the group should deploy troops to Greenland. Brieger wants the bloc to send in troops to beef up presence amid concerns that Trump will take swift action to gain control of the Danish region. Last year, Denmark allocated $26 billion for its military spending, and now it wants to use more than $2 billion of that to be allocated to the Arctic. And the latest report came from Breitbart on January 29, having this to say. Germany's Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, compared President Trump's desire to acquire Greenland from the Kingdom of Denmark to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. While France said it offered its army to Greenland, Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had meetings in several European capitals on Tuesday, in what has been interpreted as an impromptu tour of allies to build an alliance against the United States. So what are then the potential developments and consequences from what we have just read? Several things. First, there is a clear desire now by the EU to unite militarily in order to be able to withstand the United States of America. Secondly, very clearly, the EU as a whole is opposing the United States of America. Thirdly, the United States will become more and more isolated. And fourthly, even Trump's threat alone, insofar as Denmark, insofar as Greenland is concerned, is causing United States allies to distance themselves more and more from the United States, even if nothing will come out of these threats. But the alienation is already there. And it's not limited to just Greenland and other factors. But it's something the Bible prophesied is going to happen. And as I said, we have been telling you this. Now, many people are oblivious. Many people are ignorant. Many people are willfully ignorant. Don't heed the warning. But the warning is there. And I want to tell you, I have been right in many other respects as well over the years, and you can check up on me. And I have told you that Trump is going to be back, and he will fulfill certain things which the Bible says have to be fulfilled. This is just one step, one idea, one concept. We have many booklets which you can receive. They are free of charge, which go into all these developments in a much more detailed fashion. And so I'd like to ask you that you ask us for those copies. We'll be gladly sending them to you. And I thank you for your attention. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.